Congresswoman Lemon?
Mr. Speaker, is it assumed that on page 3 at the top, it says, upon reconvening, Congresswoman Edwards was absent? Is it assumed then that I was here? Because is that what that assumption is?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm being told yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
It's possible that I'm missing it, but I'm not seeing where either member entered the meeting.
They were in attendance after a recess. Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, I understand her question. So it's stating, it's not assumed, it states that Congresswoman Edwards was gone now, but I don't know that we just assume that because Congresswoman Lemon voted further down that she's there. Just in my past experience, it states, like, let's say you're not here the roll call, but then you come and they're already in executive session, there's usually something marking saying they were present during executive session or entered after. Nothing saying that she entered other than the vote, and I don't think that that's correct.
We'll put it,
I don't think it should be assumed.
Congresswoman Lemon, do you remember what time you arrived and at what point?
You guys were, we were in recess, and so I think one way to possibly a solution might be, if it's acceptable, to say upon reconvening, Congresswoman Edwards was absent, Congresswoman Lemon was present.
All those in favor? Oh, it's not a motion. I'm sorry. That will work for me if that'll work for the Congress.
Does it work for the...
Congresswoman Edwards.
Does it work for the parliamentarian?
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
On page 3... where it says the vote count 11 yays and 0 nay. Not a big deal, but in all of the other parts where it says 0 nays, it's an S, plural.
Oh, the nay and the nays?
Yes.
I believe it is plural. You are correct.
And there is one vote count where it's one no vote, and it does reflect that it is a one nay.
Nay.
Since we're being all technical and stuff.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Journal is approved. Next, we are on reports of select committees. Are there any reports of select committees at this time? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good afternoon, everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met earlier at 11 a.m., and we have adopted some rules for recommendation to the Congress. So the final committee action is due pass with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stabler. And you will see in the amendments and explanation section that there will be 3 amendments to the rules to vote on, if you so choose. Would you like for me to read the read
sure.
The, okay. Amendment number 1, page 37, line 15, insert new letter J as follows. J, consider and approve all conferences, conventions, special events, and meetings when hosted in whole or in part by Congress, including but not limited to trainings, retreats, conferences, workshops, special events, and inaugural event, with the exception of Rule 7.17 and 7.18 regarding hearings, and adjust lettering accordingly. Amendment 2, Rule 4.2.1, at the end of the rule, insert the Clerk of Congress shall compile a list of member attendance, including absences for all sessions and committee meetings, and the compiled list shall be a public document. Amendment number 3, insert the following at Rule 2.3.2 and Rule 7.12.2 and renumber each section accordingly. The Speaker shall meet with the Appropriations Chair and all standing committee chairs prior to sessions and formulate a committee meeting schedule of the entire session, which contemplates legislative assignments and shall be noticed prior to session.
Thank you. Are there any other reports of select committees? Moving on, reports. Congressman Potts, select.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee has met on quite a few bills and take some time to report them out. The Appropriations Committee met concerning ONCA 1977, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $27,401,927, which included $4 million of restricted revenue of the Wajajee Health Center to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments with 6 yes votes from Potts, Whitehorn, Big Horse, Edwards, Walker, and Stabler. The Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 1991, an act to provide an appropriation for base pay and special adjustments for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $21,260 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with 5 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Stabler, Whitehorn, and 1 absent, Edwards. The Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 1993, an act to amend 15 ONC 1A 108 and 15 ONC 1A 112, and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments, with 5 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Stabler, Whitehorn, 1 absent, Edwards. The Appropriations Committee also met to consider ONCA 1994, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,744,079 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments with 5 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Stabler, Whitehorn, 1 absent, Edwards. Appropriations Committee also met to consider ONCA 1995, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $467,662 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass as a committee substitute with amendments with 4 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Stabler, Whitehorn, with 2 absent, Edwards and Big Horse. The Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 1971, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Press for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $584,727 and to establish an alternate effective date. Final committee action is due pass with amendments with 5 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Stabler, Whitehorn, 1 absent, Edwards.
Thank you. ONCA 1977. 91, 93, 94, 95, and 71 will advance to general order. Any other reports of select committees? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
On today's agenda.
On today's agenda, thank you. Seeing none, reports of standing committees. Any reports of standing committees? Seeing none, move to general order, day one, second reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 1992, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC, subsect 3106. To prohibit the accrual of unused health benefits and to establish of unused health benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. And at this time, if I may, I'd like to move to suspend the rules and place ONCA 1992 on general order day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. ONCA 1992 will advance to second reading. General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read ONCA 1996, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,933 for judicial branch merit payments and $7,824 for legislative branch for merit payments in accordance with the Workforce Pay for Performance Act and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, sir. Any movement? Congresswoman Stabler.
I'd like to move to suspend the rules and place ONCA 1996 on General Order Day 2 on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The opposed say no. Motion passes. ONCA 1996 will advance to General Order Day 2 on today's agenda. Congressman Potts. Do you have any intentions with 77, 91, 93, 94, 95, 71? It's on General Order Day 1 on today's agenda. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCA 1971, 1977, 1991, 1993, 1994, and 1995 on General Order Day 2 when amendments can be proposed on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
The opposed say no. Motion passes. Thank you. So now we are on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Starting with ONCA 1977. Excuse me, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'd like to inquire of the Speaker if he thinks that we might need a brief recess for anybody that needs to gather their amendments together, if there are any to be made.
Without objection, we'll recess the call of the chair, 10 minutes.